Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your hosts, Jam and James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hello!
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 Hello, everybody!
Hello, everybody!
Hello, baby!
Hello, everybody. I'm Jam and James Riley.
Here I come to save the day.
You're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up, a Toonami with Brian Wilson, featuring a couple of newly released versions of a solo tune and a Beach Boys tune. Speaking of the Beach Boys, Beth Riley has a deep track from the Beach Boys in her Surf's Up Beth's Beach Boys break. And we drop a coin in the Jam and James jukebox to hear our selection of the week. We've also got some great tunes from Greg Townsend, Magnatech, Susanna Hoffs, Mark Eric, Secret Agent, The Safaris, The Green Reflectors, People Person, Man or Astroman, The Rambling Bandits, Jason Janik, The Tremolo Beer Gut, and still there's more. Let's start things off with a bonus track on the newly released EP on vinyl by The Surfer Jets. On High Tide Recordings, it's The Surfer Jets covering David Bowie, what else, Surfer Jet City, on Catching a Wave.
Thank you.
From the album You Can't Handle the Tremolo Beer Gut, that's Hot Hot Heat Wave. The special guests, Soon Wagner and the Curettes. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's from a band that formed in the mid-50s as a high school band in San Luis Obispo, California. They originally called Gil Cerna and the Rockets, before changing their name to what we know them as now. They were sort of in the pre-surf category as they formed their instrumental band before the surf craze, but their popularity definitely came during that time. More info and the song later. Up next from the EP, Woof, it's People Person, and At Dawn We Ride.
Into the desert. No, no more talking. No more surfing.
A heat wave and going out over the radio waves here on Catching a Wave. We just heard Mark Eric in the tune Place for the Summer from the 1969 album A Midsummer's Daydream. Also in the mix from their EP titled 1991, which was released in 2021, it's Man or Astroman and 10th Planet. Up next, the latest from Magnatech from the EP Surfing the Tolka and the tune Bad Blood. It's new from Secret Agent, Stassi Romeo. Always great to play new tunes from them, as well as Jason Janik, who we heard in the mix there as well, from his 2021 release, AM Waves, and the tune Spyglass. Our Jam and James Jukebox selection of the week is coming up later. It's from a band that formed in the mid-50s as a high school band in San Luis Obispo, California. They were originally called Gil Cerna and the Rockets. Then changed their name to what we know them as in 1959. They were sort of the pre-surf category as they formed their instrumental band just before the surf band craze, but their popularity definitely came during that surf time, and this song also appeared in, among other places, Pulp Fiction. The answer and the song coming up later, but right now, time to hit the waves with Beth Riley.
It's time for Surf's Up.
Beth's Beach Boys break.
Surf's Up. I'm Beth Riley, and this is my Beach Boys break, where you'll hear a deep track or a lesser-known song by the Beach Boys to get you surfing right along. This one can be found on their 27th studio album, Summer in Paradise, from 1992. It was written by Mike Love and Terry Melcher and features Mike Love and Carl Wilson on lead vocals. Let's catch the party wave with Island Fever. This has been Surf's Up, Best Beach Boys break on Catching a Wave.
There's a critical condition, you got around the globe, and according to physicians, as common as a cold. My family doctor told me the flu is what we have, but I know it's island fever, and we got it real bad. Hey doc, I need a pain reliever.
Ooh, I got it bad. I got the island fever.
I got it bad, I got the island.
You know my baby can't dance, she can't sleep.
I'm Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard the Safaris and Boss Barracuda. Up next, a tune from his Off and Running release, a song you may recognize from Susie Quattro's band early on called Pleasure Seekers. It's Greg Townsend and his cover of What a Way to Die.
Hey, this is Greg Townsend from Los Straitjackets and The High Risers, and you're listening to Jammin' James Riley.
Come on, baby, to my side.
from their album Gone Surfin' from 2021. That's the Ramblin' Bandits and their cover of Link Wray's Run Chicken Run. New from the Green Reflectors before that, and the single Nitty Gritty Kitty. Brace yourself, our weather forecast is calling for a tsunami.
Two girls for every boy.
Tsunami is a chance to play two in a row from an artist, and this week, Brian Wilson. There's been a lot of buzz around some new projects, and of course he's been doing some tour dates when possible due to some COVID restrictions. From his solo piano release, At My Piano, we've got Love and Mercy. But starting us off from the soundtrack of the documentary Long Promise Road, a cover of one of his favorite Beach Boys songs from their discography, a song that always gives him comfort and calms him down from stress and anxiety, Brian Wilson, and a new version of It's Okay, recorded in the studio and caught on film for the Long Promise Road documentary on the Catching a Wave Tsunami.
It fades. It'll be out of there before we're done.
All right.
It fades in about 8-10 bars.
We ready?
Yeah.
No problem. Hey, I got a split. Some kid in Maui has some serious wave anxiety.
Hang loose, dude.
Thank you.
It's the sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel like summer all year long. Time to find out what our Jammin' James Jukebox selection of the week is. So let's drop a coin in the jukebox. This is from a band that formed in the mid to late 50s as a high school band in San Luis Obispo, California. They were originally known as Gil Cerna and the Rockets before changing their name to what we know them as in 1959. And they were sort of in that pre-surf category as they formed their instrumental band right before the surf band craze. But of course, their popularity came during that time. And this song appears on, among other places, in Pulp Fiction. This is The Revels and Comanche on the Jammin' James Jukebox.
You're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Yeah. decision is mine, and my morals and emotions are hard to combine, and there is no easy way out. I let it just ride to the day.
My mind, oh my heart.
from Double Crown Records. That's The Other Timelines, from their self-titled EP and the tune Weird Ed's Microwave. Before that, the Maycustas from Sacramento, California. Now I'm pronouncing it correctly, I believe. And their single Armada. New from Susanna Hoffs in the mix there as well. And Time Will Show the Wiser from her 2021 album Bright Lights. That song was originally done by the Merry-Go-Round as well as Fairport Convention. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, say hello to us on social media. Our email is catchingawaveradio@gmail.com. Let us know your comments and requests. Always love to hear from you. I'm Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the only place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.